Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Everybody's all worked up after that Tigers game yesterday. 1 for 15 runners in scoring position, some managerial malpractice. Oh, people are fired up. We're going to keep talking about it for most of the show. But we have a chance to clear our heads, take a deep breath, talk a little football. And Ross Tucker joins us this morning. Ross is our Odyssey NFL insider. Make sure to check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Ross, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I can't help you with the Tigers, but the Lions are awesome.
I know. We are very grateful for that right now.
Yeah, we got something to hang our hats on. So let's start there. And I do want to ask you, who is the best team in the North? And I think you're going to probably say the Lions, but then I want to follow it up with what's gone on with Green Bay? Is it as simple as they're one team at home and a different team on the road?
I don't think it's that, John. I will say this. Can you believe, because we've been doing this every week now, is there any chance you would have thought after that opener that after week four the Lions would be ahead of the Packers in the standings? I mean, especially with the Lions having to play at Baltimore and the Packers' schedule didn't look that bad. The Packers are playing, against teams like the Browns and the Cowboys. And yet now the Packers are looking up at the Lions. It's just funny. As I've said before, and people say all the time, week one is a liar, and it certainly was this year. I think the Lions are the best team in the NFC North, and I think what's so encouraging is just the line play that they're getting both sides. You know, I wasn't sure how Aiden Hutchinson was going to come back from that injury. How about unblockable and unstoppable? I mean, that was ridiculous on Sunday. Super, super impressive. Highly encouraging. And for the Packers, I can't quite figure them out. You know, against the Browns, they couldn't score. And then Jordan Love had a terrible pick, but the defense was still really good. So you thought after three games, okay, with Micah Parsons, the defense is awesome. And then against the Cowboys on Sunday night, it was the total opposite, where, you know, the offense was fine, but the defense really struggled, and it wasn't really Micah Parsons' deal. I think the fascinating thing, I don't know how many Lions fans stayed up to watch the end of it, but LaFleur, in my opinion, more or less played for a tie. I mean, 32 seconds left, they're out at the 25-yard line, they run two plays? You know, that to me is unconscionable, and I guess he's happy with the tie, but I mean, I hope it costs him. I hate that mindset. I'm glad the Lions are ahead of the Packers now.
As are we. He's Ross Tucker. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Lions have the Bengals this week, double-digit favorites. It doesn't appear to be a very dramatic matchup. I'm curious what the biggest matchup this week is for you in the NFL when you look at it.
Well, yeah, I'm surprised the Bengals are this bad, and I kind of thought after the Vikings debacle that they would bounce back and play better. They didn't. They were arguably even worse on Monday night against, you know, the Denver Broncos. Now they got to play the Lions. Good luck to the Bengals.
Right.
I'm doing the game tonight, Niners-Rams. Looking forward to that one. I think Broncos-Eagles is very interesting because the Eagles, they're not really playing that well. You know, somehow they've now beaten in a row Cowboys, Chiefs, Rams, and Bucks without playing well. It's been special teams, but They're not running it that great. They're not throwing it that great. It's kind of miraculous. I'd also say a sneaky good matchup in the NFC is Bucks and Seahawks. I'm expecting both these teams to be in the playoffs. I mean, they could very easily be two of the Lions' opponents in the playoffs. So they'll be playing at the same time as the Lions. That's tough to watch. But I think Bucks and Seahawks is a juicy one, too.
So let's go back to what you just said about the Eagles. They're not playing great football right now. I mean, they're still doing enough to win every game. But how close or how would you rank Eagles-Lions?
Well, right now, based on how they've been playing, I think you'd have to put the Lions ahead of the Eagles. Now, you know, they've scored touchdowns on block kicks 2 weeks in a row. Their defense is young but very good. The crazy part is their whole offense is back from last year. And it's just, you know, they'll be decent for a half. Like, how about this, guys? They had zero passing yards in the second half on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's almost impossible in the NFL now. Zero passing yards. And they still won the game on the road against the Bucs, which is wild. So, listen, it's all your perspective in life. You can look at it and say, man, the Eagles are beating good teams even when they're not playing their best. They must be really good. Or you can say the Eagles are getting very fortunate to win some games they probably shouldn't and that their luck will run out soon.
Are the Ravens in danger of missing the playoffs?
They are, but I tend to think that they're going to ultimately be right there with the Steelers. It depends on how long Lamar's out. But I think I still think if I had to bet on it, like the Even Money Betting Podcast, I would bet on the Ravens to win that division. I think that they'll end up somewhere between 9 and 11 wins, just like the Steelers. And I just think the Ravens are a better team. And when Lamar gets back out there, I think they'll start to get into a rhythm. And I'm not buying the Steelers with Aaron Rodgers yet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
So let's go back to the Eagles, because obviously everybody's going to be looking at, you know, who are the Lions going to be facing? Is now that they've beaten Baltimore on the road, Cincinnati doesn't look that great. Kansas City, are they just an average team right now? But to get there, to get to the Super Bowl, you're going to have to play Washington, or you're going to have to play some of those teams that you just talked about, the Seahawks or Tampa, and we got Tampa on the schedule. But in regards to the Eagles, how much do you make of this A.J. Brown drama and the fact that you just mentioned it, no passing yards in the second half? Is there something going on behind the scenes that could affect the Eagles more than what we're seeing right now?
Well, you guys know I live in the Philadelphia area and do a ton of Philadelphia media, and he kind of does this every year. I mean, sometimes he does it twice a year where his frustrations, he takes it out on social media and then apologizes a few days later. He's frustrated by it. You know, there's a reason why it's hard for teams to repeat, right? You know, all the guys for the Eagles, they've all been paid. You know, they've all gotten their money. They've all won a Super Bowl now. I think the next thing is like, okay, I want to show how good I am. It's about me a little bit. And they won't say that. They'll say that it's, and A.J. Brown, did he want to contribute more to a win, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. I'm not a big fan of these, you know, sub-tweets or sub-posts or whatever they call them now. That would be like, as soon as I'm done and I'm done with you guys, me posting on social media, you know, don't bring me on the show if you want to talk Tigers so bad. You know what I mean? Like, if I had an issue with you guys, I would talk to you guys directly. I'm amazed that this is a thing that guys do. It's not how I was raised, but I don't know. I don't know if there's things behind the scenes. He apologized. Everybody's saying the right things. I guess we'll find out.
I can give you a reason to subtweet us. I'll ask you, who wins game three today, Tigers or Guardians?
Oh, man. Yesterday when I do 4 o'clock in Cleveland on Wednesdays, I would have said Guardians. Today, since I'm doing 8 o'clock in Detroit on a Thursday, let's go Tigers.
All right. Ross, appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
See you guys.
He's Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL insider. Not our MLB insider, so no. Don't take that Tigers prediction for much. But you can check out the Ross Tucker podcast. Wherever you get your podcasts, use the Odyssey app to listen.
Such a politician.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.